In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor John Fallahy, as he shares the truth for the day.
Hi, this is Pastor John, discipleship pastor at Brookside Baptist Church in Brookville, Wisconsin. We have two very special guests in the studio today, Carlos and Sarah. Why don't you send your greetings to our listeners?
May the Lord bless you all. It's such a blessing to be here enjoying this missions conference and also sharing with you in this program.
You're welcome. And Sarah, welcome.
Thank you. It's a blessing to be here. Thank you for everything, Brookside Church.
Well, you're very kind, and the blessing is definitely on our end as well. So to back up and help people understand where we've been, we talked last time together about how God brought you two together and established a church in Pika Pika. I just remember Pika Pika. It's like so easy to remember. And as you're serving there, you're working full time and you're serving the church. You're teaching, you're evangelizing, you're doing VBS, and you're growing this church. But the Lord has stirred up in you, both of you, a desire to take this church and all its blessings and, so to speak, export that.
Exactly.
Bring this experience to other communities, other provinces in the Dominican Republic. Now, you mentioned last time that you've been teaching for 8+ years, and now you just quit. What's going on to make that possible?
Wow. The truth is that it was 18-year spell in a Bible institute, but I've been teaching in different Christian schools this last 19 years of ministry. But we are so happy that the Lord brought Brookside Baptist to our lives, because it was through some mission teams that started to come down to the Dominican Republic, specifically to our home church. We left and planted the church in Pika Pika, that eventually they came to help us out. Pastor Ken went there one time, and then the different youth groups that came down to help us in different projects and evangelism and VVS in different years, moved the hearts of the leaders and pastors of Brookside to ask us about our needs. And that's how eventually Brookside became the first church to support us.
Wow.
It became a journey then for us to learn the process of connecting with other ministries to be able to find more support. And little by little, it took several years after Brookside began by just taking the initiative of asking us and then inviting us to a missions conference here, that the Lord gave us the wisdom and grace to start connecting with former pastors and friends. And eventually, right now, even though we're not 100%, we are now able to quit our jobs and be full-time in this church planting ministry.
Now, let's talk about this church planting ministry, because this is going to require all of you. You've had to leave a stable, secure job. You're walking in faith, getting support from churches around the world. And what is this vision? What are you going to be doing now?
We were challenged to think about a strategic location where we can become not just another church, but a church that becomes a training center. And the idea is, of course, we're not creating, like you would say in English, inventing the wheel, because there are a lot of other ministries in different countries who are flourishing in church planting. And definitely we have learned from others. We have mentors in our life who have guided us. And actually, we asked someone that is doing a great job in church planting to teach us, and we've learned so much from them. But the point is that at the end, we wanted to plant in a strategic place where we can draw people from the island to mobilize them and send them out, but go through a residence program, which will be a more practical theological training, because we're going to mix theology with practical ministry, and they're going to see firsthand what it takes to plant a church and be in a church plant, so that eventually we can help them raise funds. And that's why we're interconnecting different churches with a vision of creating a church planting network in the Dominican Republic, and trying to bring together pastors who are like-minded, so that this will not only be pray for us, but also how can other churches help us both in training and in financial support, so that we can send our own Dominicans to all the different provinces. And our goal is that we will partake in being able to see a movement of church planters where we can plant a multiplying church with the DNA of mobilizing people in the 32 provinces of Dominican Republic.
Wow, that is a huge vision, because imagining, and our audience, I think, is starting to grasp this, thinking about nationals, right?
Yeah.
We're not talking about Americans coming in. We're talking about Dominican Republic people who live there, know the culture, and then through your training center, they get equipped theologically and practically to set up a local church, and one province at a time. And when those churches get set up, that means it's a beachhead for the gospel.
Amen.
So we could see, and this is what we need to be praying, in a short time, 10 years or maybe less or maybe a little more, who knows what the Lord's time is, this could actually cause really a change in the whole country.
Amen.
That's exciting to think about, that this little island could become a beacon of the Christian gospel for the whole land and to the whole area, the Caribbean and beyond.
Amen. There's something special happening in the Dominican Republic, because we are a touristic nation. We're based on tourism, so we get a lot of people from a lot of places. But also because of the politics of the region, we're getting a lot of people from Cuba, from Venezuela, from Haiti. They're moving into the Dominican Republic. So our goal is not just to move the Dominicans. Our goal is also to win some of those people who've come just seeking freedom or seeking to better themselves financially, and maybe win them for Christ, get them excited and passionate about a vision of multiplication, so that they could go back to their countries, develop a burden to see the gospel and the Great Commission spread in their own countries.
So supporting this ministry is really, you're supporting a hub. And the spokes of these individual people will go out. It's an amazing vision that only God in His power can accomplish, right?
Amen.
Are we not just the vessels that serve? So let's talk about some more personal questions. What fears have you had to face and overcome in serving the Lord in these missions? I'll start with Carlos, and then we'll come to Sarah.
There's always the fear of being young and not knowing and maybe depending too much on seeing someone else do something before you actually do it. And I think I was always challenged by Paul's words to Timothy, because I think Paul knew Timothy was going to fear his age. And the Lord brought me to the DR. I finished my undergrad and my master's when I was 21.
Wow.
And I went back to the Dominican very young. And I was expecting to learn a lot from older men, more mature in the ministry. But 1 year later, the Lord led me to San Cristobal. And people would say, well, you probably didn't know what you were doing. But we were trusting the Lord, and also seeing what the scriptures as a guidance teach us about taking the gospel and developing simple strategy of loving people. You want to love people. You want to show them the grace of God, intangible acts of kindness and love, and then finding avenues like VBS, which is always something in countries like us where we have a lot of freedom to reach out, and people are very open to try to share the gospel. And it worked very well in our case to start VBS. And what happened was that the mothers wanted to know what was happening and what the kids were learning, and they will come. So our VBS then became a service where we divided the kids on one side, and we were sharing the gospel with the ladies. And eventually we were praying for the men to come, and little by little, the men started to come, and that's how the Lord helped us plant the church.
So what I'm hearing is this fear of youthfulness, lack of knowledge, feeling inadequate. The answer was, I'll pray, and I'll take the next step of obedience.
Amen. That's right.
Now, how about Sarah?
If you asked this question years before, I said to you, I have many, a lot of fears. But now in this time and during the years, God is helping me with my fears. And He is teaching me truth in Him and obey the word of God that said the perfect love don't have fears.
Yeah, perfect love casts out fear.
Yes. And I trust in God, obey His word, and walk by faith. Yes, I am human. We have troubles with fears, but I trust in God.
So what I'm hearing, Sarah, and this is encouraging, and it's a great reminder for all of us, fears don't go away just because you're saved.
Yeah.
And some fears we have to live with for a season.
Yeah.
But the answer, and you said it perfectly and beautifully, prayer and going to the Word and trusting.
Amen.
And over time, each one of those fears is overcome because of love.
Yeah.
Well, that's so encouraging to hear. Let me ask you this. What is the most significant spiritual lesson the Lord has taught you on this journey so far, Carlos?
Well, I think the best lesson I've learned is that we cannot wait to take the gospel out when we have seen so many examples, both in scriptures and in church history, of how we need to move with the gospel. And in my case, I share that sometimes I'm ashamed that I was moved by the Lord providentially, and we know that everything that happens is by His providence and His sovereignty. But after having so many centuries of the gospel being preached throughout the world, we have had to learn that it is not a matter of waiting for some kind of special feeling for us to go, but that there is already an example and a strategy for us to be moving with the gospel. And I think that for us right now in the Dominican Republic, it is the Dominicans' time for us to move. And our island is not as big as many other countries that are huge in territory. We can actually get to any place, the farthest place, in maybe 4 hours trip. So the lesson that I have learned, and I want to take away with me and learn and maybe use it as a challenge for me and others, is that we need to own the call of the gospel and also at the same time not wait for, let's say, a light to come from the sky, but to say, where is the gospel needed? Where are communities that don't have a gospel-centered church? And let's put a map and say, where are those places where we can train our own people and send them away? Because that's what the Lord did with us when He sent us to Pica Pica. But now we have a burden. And the greatest lesson that I want is that we did it by God's grace. We were young and the Lord helped us. We didn't have a model and there was a team. But now after seeing everything that has happened and the experience that we have received, we want to take the lesson that we have gone through and make it part of our next 20 years goal to train others and show them that it's not as difficult as we think. There are fears, there are obstacles, but at the same time, there is so much grace for us to be able to accomplish this. That is a matter of us stepping out of faith and obeying the Lord.
Well, we're out of time, but I want to summarize what you said. Don't look for a sign.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Obey today. Mm-hmm. You only have to look outside your window, your door, your car, your workplace to see a lost person. Start there. And I'll give that website one more time. It's www. I'm going to spell it out. It's in Spanish. CIUDADDEGRACIARD.com. Well, Carlos, Sarah, thank you so much. And may the Lord bless you in this vision and effort to reach the Dominican Republic.
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program or have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.